Hello and welcome to a brand new deep dive. This is an episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, created and produced by Etienne Newman. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada. And hey, remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled at Apple Podcasts to stay up to date with all the latest breakthroughs. So here on the deep dive, our mission, well, it's pretty simple. You give us a stack of sources, articles, research, maybe your own notes, and we try to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge, the surprising facts, maybe with just enough humor to keep you hooked. Today, we're taking a really fascinating look into the daily innovations rocking the AI world, and we're zooming in on one specific day, July 18th, 2025. You've given us this incredible chronicle of AI news from just that single day, and our goal is to unpack the most crucial developments and, yeah, the truly surprising stuff that happened in just 24 hours.
It's pretty amazing when you lay it out like that, isn't it?
Okay.
What's truly fascinating here is just how much groundbreaking news can pop up in, well, in just one single day, especially in a field like AI that moves so fast. And we're not just talking small tweets here. These are, you know, advancements that are fundamentally changing how we interact with technology and even how whole industries operate. It's a real snapshot of acceleration.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The absolute headline grabber today, it feels like it has to be the unveiling of these powerful new AI agents, specifically OpenAI's ChatGPT agent. It seems like it's taking autonomous AI to a whole new level.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a big one. It's essentially a general purpose AI agent. So it's designed not just to chat, but to actually execute complex digital tasks for you. Think of it less like a chatbot and more like a personal digital assistant that can really do stuff. It can browse the web on its own, operate a virtual computer to do research, download info, and actually generate entirely new files.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just fetching information. It's actively like working with it. That does feel like a pretty significant leap.
Precisely. Yeah. And it integrates deeply with your personal digital life. For instance, it can link up with your Gmail and GitHub to pull useful data. And it can interact with websites, like securely logging in to handle forms and things like that. It basically combines their older operator and deep research features into one kind of seamless system. It uses a visual browser or even a terminal, you know, the command line, to produce finished outputs. Mm. Things like editable presentations, detailed spreadsheets, all based on what you ask it to do. OpenAI actually showed it. Booking travel, building presentations, shopping, creating a product concept, even setting up an online order. Real world stuff.
And the performance data you shared here is, well, it's pretty astonishing. SOTA performance, state of the art, across humanity's last exam, frontier math, and these real world task benchmarks. What does achieving SOTA on something called humanity's last exam, what does that actually signify? Is it as dramatic as it sounds?
Yeah, the name is a bit dramatic, but it's a serious benchmark. It's a great question. Achieving state-of-the-art performance here, it isn't just a technical win in a lab setting. It suggests these agents are developing a remarkably generalizable understanding and problem-solving capability. And that really challenges our previous assumptions about AI's limits. It kind of implies a move towards truly autonomous problem-solving, not just taking off tasks. But of course, with that kind of capability, safety becomes absolutely paramount. OpenAI has actually classified this agent as high capability for biological risks, so they're enacting their strictest safety protocols, including live monitoring and requiring user approvals for certain actions. It's powerful, but needs responsible handling.
Okay. It's one thing to hear about its capabilities and benchmarks, but what really jumped out at me in your notes was that this OpenAI model isn't just generating content, it's actually proving itself against human experts in competitions.
That's right. Yeah, that's a key point. This very same OpenAI model, it placed second in a global software competition. It outperformed all but one human developer on some really complex coding tasks. And this isn't just about like spitting out code snippets. It's about understanding complex requirements, debugging, optimizing, stuff that's traditionally been a human stronghold. It's a pretty significant milestone for AI and coding, and it really underscores its growing practical intelligence.
But OpenAI isn't the only one pushing the boundaries here with AI agents, right? It seems like this was a major theme across the board on July 18th. What else caught your eye?
Absolutely. It wasn't just OpenAI. Take Reflection AI's Asimov agent, for example.
Yeah.
While the OpenAI agent is kind of broad, general purpose, Asimov is laser focused on coding.
Mm-hmm.
Comprehension, reasoning, readability. And its unique angle is its knowledge base. It ingests not just code, but also things like architecture docs, emails, Slack threads, project reports, to build this persistent, sort of living knowledge base specifically for engineering teams.
Ah, so it's almost like a corporate memory for coders, a way to capture all that tribal knowledge that usually just walks out the door.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. They actually call them Asimov memories.
Hmm?
Teams can store and update this collective knowledge just using natural language prompts, and it's all protected by role-based access controls, obviously. And apparently, it even beat a major competitor, Claude Code, pretty handily in blind tests like 82% developer preference. It uses multiple retriever agents that feed into a central reasoning system. Pretty sophisticated setup. And the founders, Michel Laskin and Ioannis Antonoglu, they come from Google DeepMind, worked on things like Gemini and AlphaGo. So serious pedigree there. And it's not just startups either. Amazon also jumped in, launching an AI agent building platform on the same day that allows developers to more easily build, deploy, and scale their own autonomous AI agents. It really signaled a broader industry shift towards this agent idea.
Okay, so this explosion of advanced AI agents, what does this actually mean for you, the listener? Whether you're trying to boost your career or maybe build something amazing with AI, it means the opportunities are just, well, they're exploding. And look, if anyone's feeling a bit overwhelmed by how fast this is all moving, or maybe wondering how to actually use these advancements, understanding these shifts and building practical skills is more critical than ever.
Indeed. And if you are looking to certify your skills in this field, really get ahead. We did find some excellent resources.
Yes, our producer, Etienne Newman, has you covered. He's put together AI certification preparation ebooks and audiobooks, and they're available over at dgemgaytech.com. You'll find guides for things like Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader Certification, AWS Certified AI Practitioner Study Guide, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification. All the links are in the show notes. These are exactly the kinds of tools you need to turn these, you know, fascinating headlines into real career growth.
And if we connect this back to the bigger picture, these agent developments are really just one part of how AI is weaving itself into, well, pretty much every sector. It's truly transformative. It's touching everything from how we get around to how we're entertained.
Right. So from code, let's shift gears, maybe onto the roads. Uber, for instance. You mentioned they're taking a massive leap into a driverless future. What's the story there?
Yeah, this is a really bold move from Uber. They're planning to roll out a fleet of 20,000 AI-powered self-driving taxis. This isn't some tiny pilot program. It's a huge strategic step towards that driverless future they envision. They're partnering with the automaker Lucid to actually build the vehicles, and with Nuro for the software side, the autonomous driving system. The fleet will use modified Lucid Gravity SUVs, and they'll be equipped with the Nuro Driver module. They're targeting level 4 autonomy.
Okay, quick clarification for our listeners. What does level 4 autonomy actually mean in practice?
Good question. Level 4 basically means the vehicle can handle all driving tasks entirely on its own, but only under specific conditions or within certain geographical areas, without needing a human to intervene. It's a significant step up from the driver assist features many cars have today. And this whole system is powered by some serious hardware, like an NVIDIA Drive Thor chip, which is designed specifically for the heavy computation needed for real-time autonomous driving. Production is slated to start late 2026, launching first in a single U.S. city. Then the full rollout is planned over the next 6 years or so. It's a glimpse into the future of urban mobility, really.
Fascinating. Okay, and from the roads, let's pivot to, say, the screens in our living rooms, Netflix. It seems even they're now using generative AI to make movie magic.
Yeah, that's right. Netflix confirmed that its first final footage produced using Gen AI appeared in an Argentine show called El Atonada. Apparently, AI tools were used to create a scene where a building collapses. And what's really interesting here is what the executives are claiming, that the visual effect was done about 10 times faster and at a significantly lower cost compared to traditional VFX methods. So it's not just about cool effects, it's potentially changing the economics and the speed of making content. And Netflix also mentioned plans to use AI for other tools for creators, things like pre-visualization, shot planning, and maybe making complex effects like de-aging more accessible for smaller budget projects too.
Right, but it's not just about entertainment or convenience, is it? AI is also being deployed to make our digital spaces safer, which feels like a really critical application.
Absolutely. You saw Roblox rolling out new AI-driven tools for content moderation and behavioral analysis. These are specifically aimed at protecting its large teen user base.
Yeah.
This is a crucial use of AI, trying to move beyond just reacting to bad stuff toward more proactive safety by analyzing patterns in user behavior.
And then zooming out even further to the macro level, even entire countries are betting big on AI. The UK, for example, just flipped the switch on an AI supercomputer.
Indeed. Yep. The UK activated a new cutting-edge AI supercomputer dedicated to research in health and agriculture. Its initial focus is on things like detecting diseases, skin cancer, bovine illnesses. It really shows AI's potential in critical national sectors. This isn't just tech, it's national infrastructure, potentially impacting public well-being.
So what stands out to you about these huge moves across such different industries? Transportation, entertainment, safety, national research. It's just clear AI isn't some niche thing anymore, is it? It feels like it's becoming foundational. It's underpinning everything.
It really does. But, you know, this raises an important point. While AI clearly grabs most of the headlines, what else is shaping the tech landscape on a day like July 18th? There are still significant things happening beyond AI that are reshaping the digital world. It reminds us that innovation isn't just happening on one front.
Right. And speaking of reshaping the digital world, Apple, they're definitely not playing around when it comes to leaks. They just went after a pretty prominent leaker, John Prosser.
No, they're not messing around.
Yeah.
Apple filed a lawsuit against Prosser, alleging misappropriation of trade secrets related to the upcoming iOS 26. Apple's alleging what they call a coordinated scheme to steal information. Apparently, it involved breaking into an employee's special development iPhone using location tracking and a passcode, and then showing Prosser the unreleased iOS 26 over a video call. That's the allegation. Prosser, for his part, denies plotting to access the phone and says he didn't know how his associate got the info. It really highlights how fiercely these tech giants guard their secrets.
Okay, shifting to another tech giant's legal headaches, Meta. They just settled a massive privacy lawsuit. Sounds like this one went right down to the wire.
It really did. Mark Zuckerberg, Sheryl Sandberg, Mark Andreessen, and other Meta execs settled a shareholder lawsuit. The shareholders were seeking something like $8 billion to cover fines and costs from repeated user privacy violations over the years. And yeah, this last-minute agreement meant they avoided having to testify under oath, which is pretty significant. What's particularly notable, especially for anyone tracking corporate governance, is that this was apparently the first time these very difficult-to-prove Caremark claims actually went to trial. Those claims basically accuse a company's board of a complete failure in its oversight duties. So this could set a precedent for board accountability down the line.
Wow. Okay. And then in the world of digital assets, crypto, the U.S. just passed its first major piece of national crypto legislation. That feels like a landmark moment.
Yes, it seems so. The Genius Act, as it's called, is expected to be signed into law by President Trump shortly after this date. The key part of this bill is that it establishes a regulatory framework for stablecoins, specifically requiring them to be backed one-for-one with the U.S. dollar or similar low-risk assets. It's a huge step towards bringing crypto more into the mainstream regulatory fold. But it's definitely not without its critics. Some argue it might introduce new risks by legitimizing these coins without enough consumer protection baked in, you know, leaving customers vulnerable if a stablecoin issuer were to fail. It's that classic tension between innovation and regulation playing out.
Absolutely. It's just clear that whether it's through new tech, these intense legal battles, or new laws, the digital world is just constantly being reshaped day by day. Okay, now let's quickly zoom back into AI for just a moment. There were a few more fascinating AI innovations that popped up on July 18th, just showing how diverse and dynamic this landscape really is.
Yeah, a real flurry of activity. We saw Lovable founder Anton Osika announce a big new funding round, $200 million valuing his Swedish AI app-building startup at $1.8 billion, show strong investor confidence in specialized AI tools. Mistral rolled out major updates to its LeChat platform, things like deep research, voice mode, better multilingual reasoning projects, even new image editing, basically adding more advanced functions to their conversational AI. Hume AI released its EVI3 speech-to-speech model via API. This one can clone voices and capture specific speaking styles really well, aiming for more emotional, natural-sounding AI voices. That's a big step for voice generation. NVIDIA introduced Canary QN 2.5B, a new state-of-the-art speech recognition model. It apparently jumped to the top spot on Hugging Face's open ASR leaderboard, so, you know, ongoing progress in just understanding speech accurately. Suno released a V4.5 plus Fiv, a new audio generation model focused on music. It has new features like vocal swaps and getting inspiration from playlists, pushing the boundaries of AI music creation. And Udio also launched updates to its styles feature for song generation, adding things like blending, a library, artist styles, and opening up access more broadly. Again, empowering AI creativity in music.
Wow. Okay, so this rapid pace of innovation from app building to voice cloning, music creation, it also opens up just incredible opportunities for the thought leaders and innovators already working in the AI space. So for those of you listening who are AI innovators or tech leaders, maybe you've got cutting-edge insights you want to share. You want to reach a really engaged audience of AI pros, researchers, decision makers.
Yeah, this is a great way to elevate your authority and, you know, share your vision.
Exactly. You should consider becoming a sponsored guest right here on AI Unraveled. It's a chance to share your latest projects, your vision for the future of AI, all in a dedicated interview segment. You can learn more about our thought leadership partnership, the benefits for your brand, and apply over at https.djamgaytech.com/my-unraveled. And yes, you guessed it, the links are in the show notes.
That quick rundown really does show how fast the applications are diversifying, doesn't it?
Hmm.
From really specific models like speech recognition to these broad agent platforms and then all the creative tools, it just underscores the incredible range of opportunity for anyone looking to build with AI right now.
Absolutely. And speaking of building with AI, don't forget Etsian Newman's AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit.
Yes.
It includes a whole series of AI tutorials in PDF format, AI and machine learning certification guides, audio tutorials, even videos, basically everything to help you get started building with AI right from the ground up. You can find all the links for that, again, in the show notes at djamgavtech.com. Phew. Okay, what an incredible deep dive into just one single day of AI innovation, July 18th, 2025. From these super powerful new AI agents doing complex tasks to autonomous taxis hitting the streets soon and generative AI transforming entertainment, it's just so clear we're living through this unprecedented era of technological acceleration.
Totally agree. And as we've seen today, AI's capabilities are just expanding at this breathtaking pace. But so are the questions, right? Questions around how these technologies will fit into our lives, the regulations needed, the privacy implications, the broader societal impact. So maybe a thought for our listeners, looking at just this single day's worth of news we discussed, what specific area of AI's daily evolution do you think will have the most profound long-term effect on our lives? Is it the agents? The specific industry applications like transport or entertainment? Or maybe the underlying technical breakthroughs themselves?
That is a great question to ponder. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the latest in AI. Remember to check out all of Etienne Newman's incredible resources for mastering AI and boosting your career, his certification ebooks, the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit. They're all available at djamgettech.com. And yep, links are in the show notes. And for those leaders looking to share their vision and join the conversation, definitely explore our thought leadership partnership opportunity for AI Unraveled at djamgettech.com/getunraveled. We really hope you feel a little more well-informed after this, and we can't wait for you to join us for the next deep dive.